Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, there's growing concern about global warming, so in response, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a think tank entirely funded by energy industries, has created a new advertisement to defend the honor of what?
Humidity.
Close.
Heat. Warm weather.
I'll give you a hint. If it weren't for this amazing substance, why, we'd have nothing to exhale.
Carbon dioxide.
Yes, carbon dioxide. The ad, very good. The ad features lovely footage of people and animals laughing and running and playing and all the while exhaling lots of CO2, that magical gas.
It's an ad? I'm sorry, it's an ad?
It's an ad. It's on the internet. It'll hopefully be on TV. Some alarmists, and when they talk about this in the ad, you hear scary music, right? They're trying to scare us into believing that all that CO2 from burning fossil fuels might someday hurt the planet somehow, but don't you believe it. And here, right here, this is an actual tape from the ad. This is how the ad ends.
Now some politicians want to label carbon dioxide a pollutant. Imagine if they succeed. What would our lives be like then? Carbon dioxide. They call it pollution. We call it life.
Part A, CO2.
Carbon dioxide, so much nicer than carbon monoxide.
Roy, according to new research done by a branch of Britain's National Health Service, more than half of Britons are using screwdrivers, scissors, and other sharp objects to do what?
Oh, well, it's probably what you would think, which is to get things out of their teeth.
Exactly right.
Oh, ow.
Yeah.
To floss their teeth.
Yeah.
Oral hygienists believe they've solved the mystery of British teeth. The National Dental Survey revealed that a majority of Britons, over 60%, use sharp and pointy household implements to pick their teeth. They use knives, forks, the pointy end of earrings. Even worse, some 23% of people choose to leave food stuck between teeth. In response to these findings, the United Nations, acting in conjunction with NATO, has begun airlifting floss into the UK.
Oh, my gosh.
I never thought of it as a choice before. That's interesting.
I mean, what do you choose to floss your teeth with?
Choose to leave it in your teeth.
Yeah. I like it, they say.
Yeah, right. Never know when you might need it.
Yes.
Mo, you know that labor strikes are a daily occurrence in Italy. This week, the city of Milan was practically paralyzed when whom went on strike?
Fashion designers.
Close enough.
Models.
Models, yeah, yes. It's a model strike. Yeah. Also, models, fashion photographers, makeup artists, everybody who makes the runway scene run. Now, why were they protesting? The lack of government regulations.
Ooh.
They say they suffer because fashion companies are allowed to do whatever they want in Milan with no oversight. The attempt at a picket line failed because the models would only walk about 20 yards before turning around and going back in the other direction. And then demanding a change of clothes and a glass of champagne before they went out again. So.